This is April the 8th, 2018, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The name of this word is Open Doors No Man Can Shut, the Pushback. This is a season of open doors that have been shut. The word door there means a portal. A portal, P-O-R-T-A-L. In other words, it's an entryway for heaven. Kind of like the angels with the ladder. Jacob saw the angels ascending and descending on the ladder. A portal. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. 1 Corinthians 16:9. For a wide door of opportunity for effectual service is open to me. There, and a great and promising one, and there are many adversaries. There's always a reason not to go through it when a door opens. There's adversaries. Okay, 2 Corinthians 2:12. Now when I arrived at Troas to preach the good news, the gospel of Christ, a door of opportunity was opened for me in the Lord. Now I'm talking about, these are God's opportunities. These are promotion that comes from above. Okay, Revelation 3:8. It's like I see these portals open and shut, and they're on God's timing. Okay, Revelation 3:8. I know your record of works and what you're doing. See, I set before you a door wide open, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but a little power, and yet you have kept my word and guarded my message and have not renounced or denied my name. This is a season of increase of blessings and a decrease of the curse. Increase of blessings, decreasing of the curse. 2 Samuel 3:1. I believe this is good. We're going to see this in our personal life, in the church, in our nation, and in the world. You know, pretty well every area. 2 Samuel 3:1. There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David grew stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. So what's going on? And as the Word of God, like the first word I had, the Word of God shines on the darkness in our own lives. We're more able to discern God's plan and His will and to walk in this. No mere years to get a breakthrough, flip and everything. When they come out of Egypt, all of a sudden they were no longer sick and they were wealthy. They went overnight, you could say, from being in bondage, being broken down, poor, stripped, destitute, to just the opposite. Flip. Keep your words right, positive. Send angels on assignment. Psalms 103 said they hearken to the voice of His word. Avoid all negativity that would allow any reinforcement of the enemy. See, we are ensnared by the words of our mouth. This is the only way He can gain entrance into our lives. Keep advancing forward, no matter what you see, hear, or feel. You are the winner. We've got the victory. It's the time of truth. It is ringing throughout the land. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Deception comes by natural perception. Now, I know there's a lot of things going on in the world, and we do need to pray and hold up the arms. But our perception is not to be what we're seeing or not seeing. It's greater he that's in us than he that's in the world. See, God's got a plan. And we have to remain positive and speak what his word says. Speak.